what's called the great jackass theory of human motivation, that is the carrot and the stick, to cause you to jump around like a puppet, then I get my jollies, I get my psychological satisfactions having those kinds of controls on your life. But there's no bonding that takes place. There's nothing that is created that is new that strengthens us both. And then it develops a kind of defensive mentality and an adversarial feeling, even inside marriages, even inside families, and very clearly and obviously inside many, many organizations. And it undermines the emotional bank account, the trust. And when that is shot, then communication is shot. Because communication is primarily a function of trust, not of technique. Now, habit five we call seek first to understand, then to be understood. Ineffective people do the very opposite. They really do. They want to be understood. They're so filled with how right they are or what their desires are that they see the whole life, in a sense, through that autobiographical stance. In other words, it's their story, their value system, their background, their views, their evaluation. That's what guides their decisions. That's what guides their judgments. And for them to really listen empathically, that is within the frame of mind and heart of another person, takes this enormous internal security and this sense of my own worth so that I can afford to leave myself. See, that's why ineffective people cannot afford to leave themselves. They might try to practice this on superficial issues. They might succeed to some degree, but you take the key issues of their life, what we might call the jugular issues, where they have invested an enormous amount of emotional energy. You take those issues, particularly with the dearest people of their life, and that will be their test. And it will be their